What if you didn't need to spend 4 years in college studying computer science to get a job as a software developer? What if you could learn what you need to know to write code in just 3 months? Well, that's the idea behind so-called coding boot camps that are springing up around the country. We paid a visit to one of the newest. It's in Akron.
Does that look great?
In this bare-bones classroom, just tables, chairs, and computers, a half dozen students at the Software Craftsmanship Guild are learning to build a web application. Rebecca Pollard is at her computer working out a new algorithm with her project partner.
This is something I'd wanted to do for quite some time. So I researched my options and landed at the Software Craftsmanship Guild.
See, it keeps saying lower bound.
Pollard, who is 47, came here from Buffalo to take this 12-week course in computer coding. She's a former high school teacher who decided it was time for a career change. It's been a grueling 12 weeks, she says. Class every day from 9 to 4, then another 5 or 6 hours of project work each night. With just a week to go before completing the course, she says it was well worth the $10,000 tuition plus room and board. She's already got a job lined up.
I have a job at Foundation Software in Strongsville, Ohio. And I'm really looking forward to working with them. It's a great company.
Software Craftsmanship Guild has been up and running for about a year. It's a private company, and similar boot camps have been opening at a rapid clip.
The coding boot camp space is actually kind of exploding right now. They started out in San Francisco.
That's Eric Wise, founder and CEO of Software Craftsmanship Guild, or simply the Guild, as he often calls it.
A lot of these East Coast, Silicon Valley, West Coast kind of things, they're teaching a language called Ruby, which is a pretty hot language for startups. We went the other way. We teach C# and Java, which are more established traditional enterprise languages.
And he says the ones most used across the business community.
If you go out and do your research on the number of jobs available, you know, the Fortune 500 companies and stuff are all running C# and Java.
Wise says the idea to launch his own boot camp came to him when he was a software development manager at the Hartville Group Insurance Company in Canton. Software development professionals were in short supply, he says, and college graduates weren't coming out of school with the skills he needed. In a fit of frustration, he decided to train a couple of people himself to write code. He picked them out of the company's call center. And it worked, even though they didn't have formal training in computer technology. Most of the students in Wise's course are in their 20s and have college degrees, just not in high-demand fields. Lauren George graduated from the University of Virginia.
I knew that I didn't want to go into education or research. And if you have a history degree, there's very little else out there for you.
Daniel Sass came out of the University of Akron. His degree?
Economics, political science, and philosophy.
A very interesting 4 years of study, he says, but he just couldn't market it.
And so I ended up just being directionless and just sort of not knowing what to do next.
With jobs in software development burgeoning nationwide, why aren't universities turning out more graduates ready to take them? We put that question to Professor Rajiv Ramnath, who teaches computer science at Ohio State.
We really have a capacity issue. Our classes are full and have been for the last, 12 years. Our enrollments have constantly been increasing. Our faculty sizes haven't been growing. You know, just from that perspective, we are unable to turn out enough.
The chair of the computer science department at Baldwin-Wallace College points to another explanation. Jody Tim says for many students, learning software languages and coding is a lot harder than they thought.
They'll take the first couple of classes, it'll start to get really difficult problem-solving-wise, and they'll say, you know what, I think I'm going to go over here and do this other aspect of computing instead.
There's a lot of weeding out in code boot camps, too, certainly in admissions, and then there are those that drop out midstream. But some, who had never planned on a technology job, are discovering they have the aptitude and the metal for it, at least enough to learn the basics for an entry-level job as a software coder. A note of caution, though, some boot camps have longer and better track records than others, and as with just about any career-advancing endeavor, there are no guarantees. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Bill Rice.